Country bluegrass legend Sam Bush is among the artists performing this weekend at the Prairie Sky Music Festival at Allerton Park in Monticello. Bush talked with GLT's John Norton about his latest album and about the band that inspired him at a young age to reimagine bluegrass music.
Take a hold of the wheel and turn it for yourself. Live like you ain't ever gonna lose. Choose to be the one who favors kindness over wealth. Don't be somebody else's fool.
Play By Your Own Rules, it's a lead track from the latest album by our guest Sam Bush. The album is called Story Man. When did you learn to play by your own rules?
You know, I was thinking about it the other day. I think it's something you didn't learn, you just had to go through. But as far as, you know, thinking musically speaking, I was talking with someone and we realized that most people my age back in 1970 when I got out of high school, you weren't hard-headed enough to try to, you know, start your own band or be in a band of brothers where you're all going together. A lot of people, for instance, my age would, you know, grab on and play in someone's established already band, you know, get with Ralph Stanley, you know, play with Bill Monroe and run in there with Lester Flatt. And I just happened to fall in with some friends that we all shared the common interest of trying to see what we could do with these bluegrass instruments, you know, what all can we play on them? We just kind of started doing that, and we were accidentally playing by our own rules, I guess.
Okay, that kind of leads into maybe the whole idea of your band, the Newgrass Revival, and you become known as the father of Newgrass, but you were inspired. It sounds like around that time you were talking about that you were inspired by a band called the New Deal String Band.
They did, for sure, and we became good pals. They're from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and I'm fortunate to go to a Union Grove fiddle contest. I was 18, I guess, and about to graduate from high school, and met the New Deal String Band at the festival. And I just happened to walk up on this jam session. There's these hippies guys, you know, and they were playing great bluegrass, and then they would play No Expectations by the Rolling Stones on their bluegrass instruments. I go, huh? So you can do all this stuff. And so, you know, we became good friends. And really, they looked like everybody else looked at the time. And so it was funny that when they started playing bluegrass festivals, our bass player at the time in the band said, hey, if you guys just all dressed like more cowboy hats, people would take you more seriously. So they did. So, you know, they looked like a bunch of freaks in cowboy hats. But we were, and it was their music. Adventurous, you know, looking into other kinds of songs that we were, you know, rock songs at the time, or Bob Dylan or what have you, and bringing in new subject matter to the tune. So they brought a lot to the table.
So was it fair to say that it was sort of a light bulb moment for you, or did it just kind of grow on you after you got to know the guys a little bit?
Well, I mean, that was, I'm not sure if it was a light bulb moment, just that I just made, you know, friends for life right there. And we, you know, we still are, all of us. But really looking, it was maybe more of a light bulb moment seeing, you know, earlier, like a year before that, seeing when Glenn Campbell, Good Time Hour, when Glenn Campbell used to have the segment, it was kind of the picking segment, the acoustic segment,
with him
and John Hartford. And later, Larry McNeely, you know, would play the banjo after John left the show. And Glenn and John did a version of a bluegrass tempoed version of Great Balls of Fire. And so it's no coincidence that when the Newgrass Revival, when we did our first album, we did Great Balls of Fire, because, I mean, I had a tape recorder, and somebody rigged up a jack on the back of the TV where I could record direct to the tape recorder from TV. So I used to record all these great performances. And we literally learned the Great Balls of Fire, that type of thought from Glenn and John on that performance on TV.
Like to tell the world that you're mine, mine, mine. I chew my nails and I twiddle my thumbs.
Did you know Glenn?
No, I didn't. I got to shake his hand once, and I just thought he was, I mean, that there's the classic case of a really fine musician that, you know, has such a beautiful voice that, you know, it's great that he was known as a singer and entertainer, and you know, funny to me that many of the people that probably owned his records didn't know he was, you know, a world-class session musician in L.A.
Country boy, keep on strumming. Don't put down your guitar. In your heart.
TV star. Remember Waylon Jennings and the way it used to be, and Mike's killed country music, and that's what's killing me.
And Mike's killed country music. That's our guest, Sam Bush, here on GLT Sound Ideas. I'm John Norton. It's from the album Story Man. It doesn't apply to Glenn Campbell. It wasn't written with Glenn Campbell in mind, but it almost certainly applies to what we were talking about. Let's go to more songs on the album. We started with Play By Your Own Rules. That's a lead track, and it goes right into Everything Is Possible. You're giving a lot of advice, at least on the first two songs. You're very encouraging. Where does that optimism, where does that encouragement come from?
It comes from, I don't know, maybe an attitude of just this past weekend or just two nights ago, we were playing on a big jam session on stage, and Jack Cassidy was playing bass along with us from Hot Tuna Jefferson Airplane, who I grew up loving, and Jack and Yorma were my heroes. So if a farm kid from Kentucky ended up, 50 years later playing with Jack Cassidy on stage, everything is possible. but as far as, the optimism, I am an optimist. I do believe things can be good. I'm a little upset about our violent society, and so actually Jeff Black and I have written some songs about that haven't been used yet. And I'm just a guy that plays mandolin. I mean, it's funny. My wife will go, so you're some kind of rebel, a guy that sings love songs and plays the mandolin. Okay. Okay.
You may try to have a perfect life. This you cannot do. This you cannot do, though you may try.
Positive thoughts are very important. So when I wrote the song Everything Is Possible with Deborah Holland, she had most of the lyrics all ready to go. She said, well, this is kind of a, idealistic Bob Marley kind of thought. And I went, that's exactly what we should do.
Everything is possible. Everything can change. Anything can happen. Nothing stays the same.
One more song before I let you go. You talked about being a farm kid from Kentucky. You grew up just outside of Bowling Green, Kentucky, on a farm. And there is a song on this album, Story Man. It's called Bowling Green. You've talked about your father and how, you worked pretty hard on the farm. He worked you guys pretty hard, but he also would pull out the fiddle and you guys would be playing music all the time. When you're looking back now on your father and how hard it was growing up, how do you look back on it now? What do you see? What do you feel?
Really pretty big sense of gratitude and that I grew up that way, and it's funny, when you're a kid on the farm and, you want to be in town riding bikes and stuff with all your friends too, like everybody, and no, you're on the farm. And, but so once I started playing music, I now look back and realize it was a pretty fortunate situation in that I grew up in a household that music was very much encouraged to me and my sisters, and, that we could, go ahead and be part of music.
My daddy loved that farm. He damn near worked us all to death. He loved a fiddle tune. He played them to his dying breath. My mama was a saint. Lord, she left this earth too soon. If there's a heaven up above, they're dancing to a fiddle tune.
By being on a farm, probably, because I wasn't running around with my friends all day. I could channel my energy. I started playing mandolin at age 11, so I started being able to channel my energy, when we get home from school and you have a few chores, not many, and then I could practice my instruments. So really, I turned my attention from age 11 on into really honing and practicing, and I would be, I would sit in class at school and be thinking about fiddle tunes and wonder what note, is this the right note? Would this be the right note? And just sit and think about them through the afternoon and just couldn't wait to get home and put an instrument in my hand.
Bowling Green, Bowling Green.
those foothills with lonesome melodies. You can have my years, but you can't have their memories. I'll see you in my dreams, Bowling Green.
Then, if we were doing certain kinds of work on the farm that would make your hands sore or what have you, my dad would let me out of that work if I would go in the house and practice the fiddle while during that time. So that's great incentive to go practice, to get out of the cleaning out a fence row all day with a, he definitely didn't want me around. He didn't want me around saws or, you know, power tools or anything. So he protected me in that way too.
That's country bluegrass legend Sam Bush speaking with GLT's John Norton. You're listening to Bowling Green from his latest album, Story Man. Bush, Jerry Douglas, and Chatham County Lion are among the artists performing this weekend at the Prairie Sky Music Festival at Allerton Park in Monticello. You can hear the music of Bush and other bluegrass artists Sunday nights on GLT's Acousticity.
We'd often plow tobacco in the hottest part of June. We'd come in for dinner, then we'd play a tune or two. He loved us all, the Wagner, the one from Tennessee. A little soldier's joy, he called it payday in the army. Bowling Green, Bowling Green. There's nothing left in those foothills but lonesome melodies. You can have my years, but you can't have their memories. I'll see you in my dreams, Bowling Green.